Hi, everyone. Well, today is our Friday PBS radio show, and this normally is for paranormal questions, so I'll send them in to us. The date today is March 23rd, 2018, so let's clear the date for everyone. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll bring up the light beam. You can bring it up on your monitor screen, and we'll energize that with peace energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you have a situation or something going on that's not pleasant for you in your life, we'll clear that energy away. So you need to think of it first. And once you have it, we'll start here. So here we go, releasing that energy of maybe emotional energy or trauma, and or even pain energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we'll bring a co-host on. Kathy, are you ready to go, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. And as Ron said, today is Friday, March 23rd, 2018, and he just cleared the energetic frequencies and cordings of the today's date. And we appreciate that, Ron, because it's Friday, and it's probably been a busy end of the week for a lot of people. And so now we can all kind of relax and listen to the show and receive some healings and go through some of the listener questions that for things that came up since Wednesday and your big announcement and some things to come. So as Ron said, tonight, Friday, is our, we typically allow for paranormal or abnormal situations or maybe some work you're doing on the healings that you want some help on. And so I'll be reading those plus some other emails that people sent in during the week. So, Ron, would you like to, since we're at the beginning of the show and some people are probably making plans for tomorrow's workshop, would you like to give an update on the status? For example, can people still register on site if they want to go there in person?
Yes, yeah, you can go there, come there in person. The cost is $40. I know it's in the Wall Street area. So from there, maybe when I send an email, we can give you the address of that. You can also listen online if you wish, on a conference call line. And I'll also be sending out more emails this evening. So if you haven't received an email and you do wish to listen at home on your telephone, your cell phone, then just send me an email this evening, I'll give out the PIN number for you. So, starts at 10:30 Pacific time, Eastern time, so that's 7:30 Pacific, a little bit early for people back there. And we'll have a break. I don't know exactly when, but a lunch break, a short one, and then it'll end around 3:30 Eastern. So it'll be interesting. I'll be doing some healing work there on the second half of it. And the first part is about financial freedom and current events with say the monetary system and freeing yourself from that. So back to you, Kathy.
And another question, is there a prerequisite for any of the healings that is going to be expected?
No,
emotional healing such?
At all. Yeah, none at all. You can just get on and listen, and you have some clearings and healings. Maybe the last 2 hours, I'll be doing that, hour and a half, 2 hours. So back to you, Kathy.
So there's no prerequisites for emotional or mental healings to the listener who asked. And also, will it be recorded?
No, I will not record it, only because the information is current right now, and it is changeable as days go on here. So nothing is set in stone with what's going on. So you can listen and know that there are changes happening continuously now, day by day.
Okay, so as Ron said, the time is expected to start 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And if you want to attend in person and you need the address, please write to him at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So, Ron, can we take some paranormal question now? We got one here.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's listen to that. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that, and then we'll go over to some other things. Okay, so this person's their topic is it's copy and paste, old car, new car. So they say that the light beams and my twin flame were encouraging me to do the natal barcode removal of the license plate of my former car, which I sold 3 years ago. I didn't do it right away because it entailed digging through old files, which were put away. Then when sitting in my current car, I thought I was in my previous, older car. It was curious, but I still did not look up the old license plate. The next day, when I started to open the car door, it definitely felt like I was opening the door to the old minivan, old car. I backed away. Something was not right. So I found the old plate number and started to run the nail barcode, and then everything seemed to get better. So, Ron, did they copy and paste my old car's license number over my current vehicle? Maybe they wanted that minivan, and they had it tricked out with tracking devices and barcodes. Maybe they had it fixed up just the way they wanted. That's a thought, huh, Ron? What do you think?
Yeah, so that's another way of looking at copy and pasting of the past coming into the future, which is your now. So yeah, that could be. Maybe they even brought in the sound or the smell of the old car too in the new one. So very interesting. So yeah, that would be a timeline experience. Walking on a timeline in a different area of your life and having it manifest for you. So you could have the sensations of something from the old and looking at things through your eyes and experiencing the present moment as something that's changed. So you may have had different sensory bodies on different timelines. So back to you.
It makes a good point for doing the natal barcode removal on license plates. I mean, you think your current one is older, the most important one, because it is what you're using at the moment, but actually you are made up of a lot of your past. So all those old numbers, including the cars, doesn't it have like has an identification number too, would be a good thing to clear. So thank you, listener.
And even then, the color of the car and stuff.
Oh, the color, yeah. Oh, you mean the color and the model? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Make model and color.
Oh, now that's good. The color, yeah. Most of the time we do get a different color, true. We change cars. Okay, thank you, listener. That gives us something to think about and keep in mind as we use the healings that we discuss on this show with Ron. There are many healings on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. They're online healings, and most people are quite impressed, I guess is a good word, at how many clearings there are. And so that's why Ron has this show. So a lot of them don't have, like, how to use directions on them, so we discuss them here and what they're for. Because actually, a lot of them we use for lots of different things, such as the natal barcode removal. And And it's one healing that if you buy it for, I think it's $50, it's you can use it indefinitely and for many, 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 many things. So that was one that's highly recommended. Thank you very much for letting us know how you've used it, listener. Okay, so moving on to another topic. A listener was watching an older YouTube video of you, Ron, at an expo. And she says there was an ICU, intensive care unit, nurse in attendance. You took several years worth of gunk off of him and recommended that he do the special generic whole life healing to clear the rest of the gunk accumulated throughout his years as a nurse. Well, she says, I'm a nurse too. I would like to do that clearing, but I would appreciate some suggestions on how to word it or what I would ask for on the actual clearing like you did with the nurse at the expo. So over to you, Ron, for any suggestions you can give her.
Oh, boy. I can't
special generic whole life clearing. She called it gunk.
Yeah, well, I forgot what I don't have memory of what I cleared from the nurse, so maybe someone else is there and they could also, you know, write in and mention what I did so I can get a little clue of it, because I can't, I've seen so many people, I just don't remember.
Well, I mean, for example, let's just say you have the special generic whole life healing, okay, and you were talking about taking gunk off of him. Well, this is an older YouTube video. Since then, we've described gunk as energetic hoardings, slime, sludge, entities, well, gee, Ron, you know, parasites.
Yeah, parasitic life forms, yeah.
Energetic parasitic life forms. Infections. I mean, I'm not saying that's necessarily what you did with the man, but that's how when we get cleared, we use the specific wording. So I think that's kind of some clues as to what could help her, because that's what Ron clears on everybody all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So to the listener, Ron, maybe she could just look up some of the clearings you have for, you know, clearing out energetic body densities, and that would be a place to start. And then I think since she knows what kinds of things she did on people, she would be able to get more definite words out of it if she just looks at your menu of healings.
Yes.
Okay, there's some suggestions for you. And so maybe, you know, sometimes, Ron, you have flashbacks and you have memory recall. So if that happens, I'm sure Ron will let you know. Okay. Ron, are you ready to tackle a new subject?
Sure. Let's see what it is.
Okay. You had mentioned nanoparticles and the nano detox clearing, which is called the 2012 nano detox removal clearing. And it's a very good clearing. It clears out nanoparticles that we're all affected with, whether we see them, realize them, know them or not. But, you know, Ron's a bit aware of this, and it took him a while to make this clearing because it's thorough. It goes back, I think, like 10,000 years or something. So someone's asking now, Ron, if the nano clearing, infiltration is still active on the planet, should they still do the clearing?
Yes, of course.
Okay, should they start from the bottom and work to the top, or start from the top and work to the bottom the way you have it?
Right now we're going from the current. And I think it goes back 100 years at a time. Then we have that sample on the website, too, on the right-hand side, which you can have a sample of doing the last 100 years, I believe.
Oh, yes. Everyone could look at the website, the Home Again page. And Ron has added to the right side a sample. Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about that's a 2,000 Year of Darkness one. But that's a good healing to also 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode removal. And it also removes 100 years at a time.
That is correct. But it can still get rid of some of the nanotechnology of the energy being transmitted to you, even though it doesn't say nano on it.
Right, because that nano, the nanoparticles are so pervasive, so they're so invasive. And then the energetic ones are probably the ones that Ron's healing's clear. And people have had physical reactions. And so anyone interested in that, I would suggest listen to some of the archives from, say, March, April, May of 2012 when Ron first introduced that healing. And lots of people got on it right away and responded throughout several weeks of their reactions to it. And so you will hear how they used it, what happened, and what to expect. And then Ron also included another healing with it called an arc field protection. And he had designed that with protecting your aura in mind, your energetic field in mind, so that you could just, you know, feel a little bit more confident living on the planet, that you weren't going to be smothered. Okay, Ron, anything else to add about that?
No, it's a good clearing. It can help you get rid of unseen, maybe body patterns and situations going on. A lot of that could have tracking information in it and different types of behavioral differences to make you think different, we'll say. So it's a very good clearing to do.
Okay. I do want to add that it does take quite a while to do, some time, take some time and dedication. So you have to really kind of plan it out. I think it's probably a good idea you get the unlimited for $50. So because the nanotechnology on our planet's not going away. And listen to the archives, and I do remember it being, you know, people feeling so much better, not even realizing they had stuff in them. Okay, Ron, so can we go back to Wednesday's show when you and Michelle talked about what you had accidentally discovered your attachments to the Jesus energy, and you released the energy of Jesus, so there's no trace of his energetic cording on the planet. And so Ron made that announcement on Wednesday show, March 21st. And if you missed it, it's really worthwhile to listen to that. The archive is up on BBS Radio on Ron's page, Creation Light Chip Healings. And Ron announced what he had done and stated that there's no trace of it, Jesus's energetic cording on the planet any longer, and we should be feeling better with no Jesus energy attachments. It's a dead entity. So, Ron, would you let me read a few letters that came in?
Okay.
So, go ahead and interrupt me when I'm done here with each. Okay, because here's some comments. Now that the cords to Jesus are gone, would it be less toxic to interact with people who are friends from my old church? I live in the Bible Belt, and most people here are into religion and into Jesus. So I can be a hermit, yet do I have some people whom I would like to interact with and do not have to do She puts a gazillion clearings after I have an interaction with them. Also, is it less toxic to actually go to church now that the Jesus quoting is removed? Oh, do I know how she feels. Go ahead, Ron, with your answer. She's asking you.
Well, there's no more energy of that on the planet. Whatever was there is now released. So mainly it's the energetic cords from now to going back 2,000 years ago that people were connecting. So the energy that they thought they were connecting to, the light of the darkness energy, it's no longer active. So it may feel a lot lighter as they bring up the name of what they're, you know, Jesus or whatever they're using, because there's no horsepower behind it any longer. And along with that, remember, there's timelines that people could relate to according to stories that they have heard about what they thought happened during that process of, in our history. And so all those energies should be off-planet now, and then will no longer return here because they're all terminated. So it'll give a freeing of society, because as people keep thinking about this and doing their prayers, et cetera, becoming prey, those energies are no longer active, so they're actually being freed up. So as you see people that have used that energy probably daily, it goes nowhere, and they won't have that extra energy in the auric field of contamination from everybody else who is connected to that same energy. So in a sense, the energy pool is released, and that energy pool goes to everyone who connects to it. And that's the sad thing about energetic cordings and things, is that you're connecting to something, not knowing what it is, but you're getting the emotional traumas and dramas from everybody who connected to it. So you're exchanging energy of events and situations that you know nothing about, and everybody's bringing it to you. So it's like cross-contamination. And that's what you don't want to have. So the energy now is released, and you should actually feel a lot lighter because of that. So back to you.
Well, then she really wants, I think she really wants to go to, you know, more social gatherings and actually to go to church. And so the light of the darkness, Jesus, that no longer has energy will still be there. But, I mean, I think she just wants more social activity, you know. So are you saying that, you know, for all of us who are wondering this, not just, you know, her, but, you know, it's kind of a big question here that she poses, that we would probably like to a little bit more reassurance that we could actually belong to a social setting or a spiritual gathering that's, you know, not so heavy, you know, just something that we enjoyed once before and feel okay about going there since there's no cords and no timelines. Right, Ron?
Yeah, there's no timelines that the people are connecting to, but they're still creating their own timelines by thinking their thoughts of what they want to do and bring you into that circle of their energy. So as far as going into a gathering of people with a certain mindset, you're still going to be hooked up to that mindset of those people, even though there's no horsepower behind it. But there will be, you know, the horsepower of what they still feel and think, even though it no longer exists. So I still, myself, I would not go to any gatherings like that, because you're still going to be infected by the people's thoughts of what's happening and what they believe. Their thoughts haven't been taken away yet. There's no more horsepower as they connect to the JC energy, asking for a favor or healing or something. But they still have their own mindset of that's, energy is still working, so they're still going to have the mindset of why you left there to begin with. You left there because you didn't like the people's attitudes, et cetera, or what their belief system is. So the belief system has not changed, just that the energy that they could have used on that would have, but the people are not going to really be any different. Just that they have no more horsepower to something outside of themselves. So I still would not go to those gatherings. So back to you.
And is the JC energy the primary one that was released, or is there did others go with him?
Well, it's everything that was talked about. You have the duality energies there of good and bad also. So I'm sure some of that demonic energy was released also.
That's great. Wow. Well, we're all really happy about it, really. I mean, we're just trying to take this in and, you know, realize it in a day-to-day life situation, how it could make some difference on how we do the clearings and how we interact with others and what to expect if we're, you know, obligated to go to certain functions that are in religious settings. So it kind of gives a little peace of mind here to know this, Ron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For those who may have felt a release of the energy, and as Ron said, you should feel lighter. So Ron would welcome your comments and experiences to him through the radio show at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can write to him through the form entry at the Fast Chat Feedback link that's on the Creation Lightship Healing page for BBS Radio Station 2. And I'll be watching the inbox, Ron, for letters to you. So we did get a few comments after Wednesday's show about this, because it was just such a phenomenal type of a healing. And so someone wrote to you, Ron, about the release of the JC energies. My body had reactions after hearing your words on Wednesday's show. For 20 minutes or so, I was purging up. It felt like it was coming from my core. I believe I walked with JC and died with JC. What a release. My body is moving to music again. I always dance like no one is watching. But now I'm doing the moves as I did as a teenager. With all of the above healing in the past month or so, it's been fantastic. So, yeah, I think she expresses what a lot of us must feel, too, because Ron has done a phenomenal amount of healings on other levels in a major way. If you listen to the past shows, February, March, just amazing. And so thank you, listener, for sending this in, because this is something that, you know, we want to experience and enjoy and appreciate and notice, because it's something, a gift that Ron went, you know, well, Ron explains it on Wednesday show what happened, and he did this for the benefit of all, and I'm sure it wasn't too easy for him. So I'll continue on, Ron. Another comment. Hi, Ron. At some point this afternoon, I began feeling great. It was a simple feeling of peace and a gentle, soft normalcy that used to be how life was when I was a child. I was actually feeling a bit angry at having to had suffer so much with all this turmoil and craziness that life ended up being here. When I heard your news Wednesday, I was really moved. The image of you being hooked up to Jesus and all the billions pulling on you was really so enormous, it was difficult to comprehend. I am so happy that you are freed up, as well as the rest of us. I just can't conceive of what Ron has been dealing with. so she or he sends their immense gratitude. And someone else wrote that they sent in a donation to demonstrate their gratitude.
That yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it's not easy here. Believe me, okay. So, back to you, Kathy.
It's okay, Ron. You know, this has been a tremendous burden lifted. And all of us should, you know, look within. It's a good time to check your body and your spirit and look within and see if you feel any different, see if you notice anything. It's the words, yes, we're hearing, and we can all own this feeling, too. It's a new energy. It's better what we were, closer to what we were intended to be, closer to our spirit and creative whole beings without all that. And who knew, huh, Ron? Who knew? So, anyway, here's a new energy question. She says, the new energy, or he or she says, the new energy has affected me in amazing ways. I have so much energy now. I had an unpleasant house guest for 24 hours and felt a huge decline in my energy. The guest has gone, but I'm still not back to the previous high energy level. How can I get my energy back? And thank you so much for all you're doing. So, Ron, over to you.
Yeah, what I would say is do the life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. Make sure that you're in your physical body properly with your spirit. You may want to look at the energetic cordings between your house guest and you. Maybe there's something going on there where there may be an energetic vampire, we'll say, cording you, taking away your life force. So cut those cords instantly. That's what I would do, first of all, is do some cord cutting from that person. And since you're living now away from that experience, you know, that was an older experience on a timeline, then you want to reconnect yourself to the present moment in the now and look at your body. Maybe there's something that was done to it, cutting down your energy flow between you and your spirit and your physical body. So you want to restore that again. So back to you.
And Ron, maybe I could suggest too, if we could have her listen to some of your YouTube audio online audios on YouTube, the Ron Amatron channel. Ron has volunteers who made some great YouTube videos, and there's one there that can release enslaved aliens, which may still be in the house. There's the 12 source energies. There's spirit out and in. There's experience the new earth energies, and there are, also there's. In the CLS chat connections, top of the page, there's a tab where you can find the looping of Ron's audio clearings, and you can play them over and over again on the loop. So you can just set it on your computer or your phone, and you can play those over and over until the room feels better. Because sometimes... there's a heaviness when someone like that is around in the room itself. Okay. Okay, Ron. So we'll move on to some other types of questions, and then maybe you can do some healings you think we might need. Or we can talk about something else. Okay, so here's a testimony about the bed water. a few weeks ago, I started doing the bedwater routine. I found that it had a positive effect on my sleep. And though I was still dreaming, the dreams weren't bad, just a little weird. Then I got lazy and stopped doing the bedwater for a few nights. And though I did sleep, the nightmares and the weird dreams were unbearable. So last night, I resumed the bedwater routine, and I had a peaceful night's sleep, dreams and all. Lesson learned. So, Ron, is she talking about where you put the jars or glasses of water, four of them, at each corner of the bed, and it's activated?
That's what it would be. You have one glass of water in each corner of your bed. And then you, before you do that, you do the object activation to bring peace into the water. And then put that around your bed, and it should give you peace when you're sleeping. So that was like an experiment that we were doing to see how that would work for people. And this one seems to be a very beneficial type of clearing. So just with the water being around you. So back to you.
Okay. So let's see. Next question. I got the blood and circulatory system clearing just for a tune-up. Then I got very sick with pneumonia. Because I am allergic to most antibiotics, I depend on natural healing methods, and I put the clearing to good use. I ran it on circulatory system, then lymphatic system, then skeletal system, and back again continuously. I went from being so sick I could hardly get out of bed to going back to work in 4 days. I'm so grateful for the powerful healing I experienced from this and the conference calls I was on. Thank you, Ron and Creation Lightship, for everything you do. So that was about the blood and circulatory system clearing. Wow, Ron, she just went in for a tune-up, but then she ended up getting completely, almost completely healed.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay, Ron, do you want me to read some more questions, or do you want to take a break from me and do some?
Yeah, questions would be good. Sure, let's see what else is there.
Okay. What kind of clearings for personality can be done to... They want to change a negative person to a positive personality. I don't know if they're talking about themselves or someone else, but it says, will the family imprinting cording removal and immaculate conception clearings help? Will the listening audience help if they have any experience in changing negative personalities to positive personalities? You know, people that have personality disorders.
Yeah, I'd probably look at the entity clearing and do that one for yourself. And that would be a whole lifetime clearing. So back to you, Kathy.
Someone said that the unlimited nano clearing is $25, as is the... Okay, maybe the price went down. Okay, thank you. It's called... it is the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing. That's what it's called. Even though it says 2012, it's still good for this year
beyond. Still active, that's a mouthful for a title, too. But, yeah. It's a very, very good clearing.
And, Ron, so someone just wanted to verify, should they continue to use that nano clearing today and ongoing in the future?
Yes, because they're still doing nanoparticles here. So, yes.
Okay.
It's still valid.
All right. someone says they notice there's no light being on that 2,000 year of darkness barcode removal sample, and they wanted to know if maybe you could. I suggest you start the show after the date clearing or before. I'm not sure what that means. Only 100 years.
Either way would work, yeah. Maybe they're talking about doing the clearing during the BBS show.
Oh, okay. Just written. Funny. Okay. On the past two Contact Talk Radio BBS shows, the energetic cord removal suggested for the alien cording removal, to remove alien cords, use the crown chakra removal clearing. And the parts of the clearing include chakras, among others, like shrink wrap. Do you recommend the whole live chakra clearing before or after or at all?
Well,
I think they're talking about the energetic cord removal call. I don't know. It says the past two Contact Talk Radio shows have been on energetic cord removals. So maybe they want to know if we should do the whole life chakra removal clearing before or after the alien cord removal. Or before or after the energetic cord removal.
Yeah, I would say I would do it before.
Okay.
Maybe they're on an archive and they want to do it, so I would do it before that.
Okay. Someone wants more details for the show tomorrow. Maybe they tuned in a little bit late. So we have a few minutes, Ron. It's only 46 after. Let me go through here and see if there's some more questions. Oh, someone's commenting, maybe there's no Jesus energy, but people will seek others, such as Buddha and Islam. Just going to read some comments that came in here, Ron. Do you advise doing timeline crashes if you have to go into a church to do that, to the timeline crash while you're in there? In other words, have them running for while you're in the church?
Yeah, you could do that, yeah, uh-huh. And you probably want to do your auric field protection and even maybe a shrink wrap to help your body from being connected to the energies. And then do the Be Here Now and the Mind to Heart Drop, and that will help take you off of the timeline that you're entering into that energy. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron. Then we'll talk about the workshop tomorrow, and then we'll wrap it up. Maybe you can do a few healings before we conclude here. Okay, so just a review about tomorrow for those who tuned in late. Ron said that the financial workshop starts at 10:30 Eastern Time. If you're attending in person, it's $40. If you're listening on the phone, it's $20. It will not be recorded, and there are no prerequisites for emotional clearings. If you send a donation tonight for $20 through PayPal over Ron's website, then you will receive the PIN number and access code. So you can be included tomorrow on the call. So, and Ron, you'll check your email tomorrow morning, won't you, to catch anybody maybe that, you know, registered overnight?
Yeah, that's correct. And also you can send it maybe to CLS Question just in case there's some glitch in the emails or something.
Send to both, creationlightship at Yahoo both, and CLS
yeah.
Questions. And you did say on mm-hmm. Wednesday's show that it starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, but to call in a bit earlier.
Yeah, and we'll have the 12-source energies playing. And that way you know that you're on the call because you'd be hearing that. And then we'll open the line up once we start talking at 10:30 Eastern.
Okay, and Ron, someone's wondering if you're going to post your schedule for the April intensive yet.
Yeah, that'll be posted very possibly Sunday evening or Monday, yes.
Okay, so just keep checking the website because Ron's in the moment and he's traveling too, so things aren't, you know, going to be as quick as we'd like sometimes. So let's see. Let me check for any more emails here for about the workshop tomorrow. Some people are sending in their receipts for their donation, and after the show tonight, we'll forward you the information you're requesting that you need. And how you register. Okay, so some people are asking how you register. Well, they would just go there, right, Ron? And
Yeah. If you want to show up in person, just show up there in person.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't have the information in front of me as far as the physical location, but I believe it is the TRS Center in, you know, Wall Street there. We're getting it right now for you, so I can
tell you
that. And
okay,
then the
good.
Other one, you'll just pay for the $20 receipt. And we're limited to probably about 50 seats there, so I don't know what where that is right now with how many people have are going to show up at the door. So last time it was pretty full. But also you're talking about registering for the phone, a conference call line, and that just send the receipt of your $20 and, you know, send it to CLS Questions and or myself. Probably best would be both of them. And then we'll send you over the access PIN code so you can listen in. And we're getting the address right now for you.
Okay, so the call, the conference again will not be recorded for those two people who just now sent in a request about that. It's not going to be recorded. So you have to either be there or be on the phone to get it live. Ron, the nurse whose letter I read earlier, who said she saw you in the old expo removing gunk from a nurse using the special genetic seven generation clearing. She said what she just wrote in saying you removed energetic body parts. I think she's trying to jog your memory, trying to help you there. You cleared energetic body parts. So if that helps, because she wants to know how she can use that seven generation special generic clearing, which is a really terrific one, because in that one you can put names, you can put in descriptions of things that Ron doesn't already have healings for. So that's why she's looking for the right words. So maybe we'll get back to you if it comes to Ron's mind, you know, or someone who can help you how to best clear out what words to use to clear out old junk.
Okay, I have the address here. So it's, no, that's not it. Hang on, let me see here.
Okay, while you're looking, I'm going to read this. To the person who wrote about feeling down because there was an unpleasant house guest, they wrote about protecting your energy. They had a house guest for 24 hours that took their energy from high down to extra low. And they realized that even though we have the clearings, it is very important that we protect our energy. It has taken a week to get back to only 50% of the energy they had previously. Wow, that was a big drop before. Must have felt like a crash. So use the clearings Ron suggested to protect yourself from dark energy people and situations. Like the body shrink wrap, the finger exercise, the auric field protection, on the crown chakra, alien cord removal, there's an excellent energy shrink wrap for all the chakras and all the body parts that you can use. And then she says, many thanks to Ron for CLS clearings. Thank you so much for writing, everybody. And Ron will have one more healing call, conference call on the 25th on Sunday. And that's at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And there will be another show tomorrow, Saturday the 24th, on Station 2 at 7 p.m. Pacific. So continue to send in your testimonies and questions to Ron, and they'll be read tomorrow. So thanks, everybody, and thank you for the wonderful healings of the Jesus removal, Ron. This has just been such a terrific release for all of us. So I'll turn it over to you for any last comments and maybe anything else you'd like to share or the Mind to Heart Drop.
Sure, yeah. So the address, and it's limited to 25 people, and I don't know where we are with the amount of seating yet. So you need to send me maybe information so we can check it out tomorrow to see if there's room for you. So the location would be at 40 Exchange Place, third floor, and that's in New York City. And it's the, I believe, the TRS Center. So I don't know if it's filled up right now or not. We won't know until tomorrow. So just send me something if you wish to come. We can give you an email if there is room. And people have already RSVP'd. So here we go, everybody. We'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. And here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to do this. So you say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from, and you can also add, and keep me real right now. And so doing the Mind to Heart Drop, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and keep me real, counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, blessings. And I'll see you later. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kathy, and ladies behind the scenes, and thank you, listeners. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.